You devils! Now I know everything. Good luck to you, old doctor! Don't be so absurd! Her husband, come off it! I'll make you eat your words! Now that they're in his study, I must break the happy news to Rosina. Ah, here she is.
What's happened, Signor Figaro?
I'm not sure that you can take it.
Well, try me.
I can hear church bells ringing.
What on earth do you mean?
I mean to tell you that by this very evening, your darling guardian has decided to become your blushing bridegroom.
You're joking.
For once I'm serious, he's drawing up the contract with that slimy Basilio in there this very minute.
What? How stupid can he be? He must be crazy. He'll have to deal with me. Tell me, Signor Figaro, a little while ago, there beneath my window, you were talking to a stranger.
That was my cousin, a fine upstanding fellow, quite intelligent and yet romantic. He's come here to Seville as a student, and the poor boy hopes that he'll make his fortune.
His fortune? Oh, I'm sure he will.
Oh, one can't be too certain, for between you and me, he's got a serious problem.
A serious problem?
Oh, enormous. He's head over heels in love.
Oh, really? This poor young man, your cousin. Perhaps I could be of help to him.
You help him?
Don't you believe me?
Oh, yes.
And his beloved, tell me, is she far away?
No, no, she's here. I mean, quite close.
Is she pretty?
Oh, very pretty. How can I do justice to such beauty? She's shapely, very witty, with hair in ringlets, cheeks like summer roses, eyes full of laughter, and the daintiest little fingers.
Her name is...
You want her name too? Her name is... Ah, it's so lovely. Her name is...
Come on. Her name is...
Perhaps you've seen her. Her name is R-O-R-O, S-I-Z-R-O, Z-N-A-N-A, Rosie.